This audio file is created by Panopener. You can get it at www.panopreter.com. A Pentecost underscore Friday underscore CE. First posted July 23, 2010. Romans 8:12-17. The Spirit and Adoption. Paraphrase. Fellow believers, we are obligated to live not according to our fleshly desires, but in obedience to the indwelling Holy Spirit. If we live according to the flesh, we will die eternally in our flesh, but if we live according to the Spirit, we will live eternally. It is those who are led by the Spirit who are sons and daughters of God. We have not received the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but rather the spirit of adoption as sons and daughters of God. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirits that we are children of God. When we cry, Abba, Father, Abba means Father in Aramaic. Jesus used it in His prayers, and it passed into the liturgy formal worship ritual of the first century church. And if we know that we are God's children, we can be sure that we are His heirs, and fellow heirs with Christ. But in order to be glorified with Him, we must be willing to also suffer with Him. Commentary: those who are in Christ, the baptism, anointing, gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16, have been freed from slavery to sin and death, provided that they live in obedience to the Holy Spirit, Romans 8:1-8. The Lord does not give the indwelling Holy Spirit to people who are not committed to obedient trust in Him, John 14:15-17. One is spiritually reborn by the baptism of the indwelling Holy Spirit, John 3:3-5-8. It is a personally discernible ongoing event, Acts 19:2. It is the personal assurance that we are in Christ and have eternal life, see seal and guarantee, above. Through the indwelling Holy Spirit we have a personal relationship with the Lord, God the Father and Jesus Christ, John 14:23. When we worship or have personal devotions, the touch of the indwelling Holy Spirit assures us that we are children of God. So we can be sure that we have eternal life in God's heavenly kingdom, paradise restored. The Lord doesn't want to enslave us by His indwelling Holy Spirit but to free us from slavery to sin, eternal death and Satan. The whole point of this creation is to allow us the freedom to choose whether to trust and obey God, and the opportunity to learn by trial and error that God's way is our best interest. God's purpose has always been to establish an eternal kingdom of His people who willingly choose to trust and obey Him. The world hated and tried to destroy Jesus, but failed because that was not God's will. His disciples can expect no better treatment from the world, but can rely on God to also bring us through whatever suffering we encounter for Jesus' sake, to eternal life and glory with Jesus. One can personally experience a taste of the glory of the Lord's presence that is to come, but it is only a foretaste. It is not intended to satisfy us, nor can or should it. I have heard of people who experienced that foretaste, felt satisfied, and walked away. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed, Acts 19:2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands, Matthew 28:18-20? Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity, 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14?